Maybe it's not called your sister if your father lived with a chai v'lavin. So Rashi, nosa oviv mamzeres. Let's say your father took a second wife, married a mamzeres for hilud bas, and from that lady your father had a daughter. Lava choisi. Maybe that's not called your sister. V'yemad latavsi b'kedushim. We'll also say maybe kedushim is not chal. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. It means its pasuk says aishes. Bas Eishes Avicha, it's only the daughter of your father's wife, means maybe somewhat your father was allowed to marry, and not the Chai V'lavin. That's not called your sister. And this Gemara says, no, that can't be. Omer Rav Papa says, Chai V'lavin Tav Shibu Kedushin. You should know Chai V'lavin, if your father marries a Mamzeres, even though it's a Chai V'lavin, but Avada Kedushin is Chal, it's called your father's wife, and therefore the daughter they have, Pshit, is called your sister. The Pasuk says, if a man has two wives, one he likes and one he hates. Mashmah is talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being made and saying it. Like in the eyes of Hashem, is a call that one he loves, v'yeshnua, one he hates. Is a pasuk like Hashem hates and Hashem loves. Elo, what the pasuk means is like this. Elo ahuva ahuva benusiyeho. Means that Kadosh Baruch Hu liked this marriage. It was a marriage v'heter. It wasn't a chai v'lavin. It was an isha he was allowed to marry. Senua, what's called hated? Senua v'nesuyeho. That means he did an aveira. He married a chai v'lavin. If a man marries a mamzeres. And that's called kisiyenu ish teinoshim. If a man has two wives. One that he was allowed to, and one that he was not allowed to. For the Yomar Rachmona, the Pasuk says, kisiyenu ish teinoshim. When a man has two wives, Mashmi is married to them. So in other words, if a man marries a mamzeres, the halacha is the kedushin is chal, and he has to get a get from her. But our kopon of the kedushin is chal. So you can't say if your father lived with a chai v'lavin, that's not called your sister, because the kedushin is not chal. Avad is the kedushin is chal. Stam chai v'lavin, even though he did the avera, you have to give her a get afterwards. But our kopon of the kedushin is chal. So pshit, it's called your sister. For the Gemara Vayta V'yema, maybe Prat L'Chai V'Krisus. Let's say your father took a second wife, your father married his sister. Your father lived with a Chai V'Krisus. So in such a case, Kedushin is not Chal. If your father married his sister, Kedushin is not Chal. Let's say you had a daughter, so maybe that daughter is not called your sister. Because since your father married a Chai V'Krisus, that the Kedushin is not Chal, maybe that's not called your daughter. So this the Gemara says, on my Rabbi says, on the Kura, the Pasuk says, Erbas Achoyscha, the Erba of your sister, Bas Ovicha, she's the daughter of your father, the same father you have, Oy Bas Imecho, the daughter of your mother, the same mother, Meledes Bayis, whether she's born inside, Oy Meledes Chutz, she's born outside. What does that mean? Bayis inside and Chutz outside? That means, Bein Shoimrim Loyli Ovicha Kayim. Whether they tell your father that this lady that he married, that he had his daughter from, you're allowed to stay married to him. Kakayim, you're allowed to keep her. Whether they tell your father, no, Kedushin is not tough as in there. If your father married his sister, so we tell him, that Kedushin is not chal, she's a chai v'krisus. Still, the Pasuk says, the Yomar Rachamona, the Pasuk says, Achoyshi, she's called your sister. So the kid says, as long as she's a Jewish lady, Lamais, it's called your sister. You're a sister from the same father. You have this, your father, and your father now live with another Isha, even though she's a Chai V'Krisus, that the Kedushin is not Chal, but Lamaisa, if he lived with her, and he had a daughter, that's called your sister. That's called Achoyshi. For the Gemara Eima, let's say like this. Eima, why don't you say like this better? Bein Shoyim Aloy Avicha Kayim, whether they tell your father, stay married to her. Bein Shoyim Aloy Avicha Hoytzi, whether they tell your father, no, you have to get rid of her. The Yom Rachmon Achoyshi, still the Torah says that the daughter is called your sister. L'rabois, maybe comes to include even Achoyshi Meshivcha. Maybe even if your father married a Shivcha. Even though we say Hoytzi, you have to get rid of her, the Kedushin is not Chal, but maybe that's the Chiddush, maybe she's still called your sister. If your father lived with a Shivcha and had a daughter, maybe that daughter is called your sister. Or else we have one Kechovim. Maybe if your father lived with a Goya, with a Shiksa, and they had a daughter, maybe that daughter is called your sister. In other words, what's the difference between Chai V'Krisus and a Shivcha and a Ves Kechovim? Both of them, Kedushin is not Chal. So from the first Pasuk, it's Mashma Bas Eishes Avicha. That means what's called your sister only if she's a sister from somebody that your father was able to get married to. That's called Eisha Savicha. So that's good. Chai Vilavin, very good. Chai Vilavin, Kedushin is Chal. But now we're asking, how do you know to say that if your father marries a Chai Vikrisis, if your father marries his sister, you want to tell me now a pasuk that's saying that's still called your sister. So even though Kedushin is not Chal, if so, who was in? If your father marries a Shivcha, or your father marries a Venetz Chachov Meshiksa, or a Shivcha, also maybe still called your sister. Like once you have this pasuk, Meledes Bayis or Meledes Chutz, Mashmiv, your father can't have Kedushin with her, still she's called your sister. So Mar says this can't be. Omar Kro, but still we have a pasuk before that says, Bas Eshes Avicha. That your sister is only if it's an Eshes Savicha, a lady that your father could marry. So we dashin, Mishi Eshla Ishes Lavicha, a lady that could get married to your father, but on that is called Achoisa, that's called your sister if they have a daughter. But Pratli Achoisa excludes a daughter, Meshivcha Vivreskechavim. If your father has a daughter from a Shivcha, from a Shivcha, that's not called your sister. So the kids said, that's Pshana Tupsukim. So Apostle says, Eshes Lavicha, Mashma, only your sister from your father has Kedushin. What does that mean? La fuka yeshivcha neshiksa. I, the pasuk says, meledes chutz, even to a lady that is not allowed to, he can't marry. But I call upon him, since she's a Jewish lady, even though she's a chayav krisis, that's called your sister. For the Gemara, how do you know this? For the Gemara, my rayas, how do we know to say which pasuk is including and which pasuk is excluding? So Gemara says, mestar, but this is a svara. That chayav krisis, even though your father married his sister, a chayav krisis, that Lamaisa Kedushin is not Chal, on the Hevel El Rabbis. It's smart to say there that if they have a daughter, that is called your sister. Why? Shekein Tovsi Ben Kedushin Lialma. Because Lamaisa, your father's sister, she's a Jewish lady. If somebody else would marry her, Kedushin would be Chal. So since she's a Jewish lady that she has, she's in the Pasha of Kedushin, so now that your father lives with her, even though your father can't marry her, still is called your sister. Mashenka, if your father lives with a Shivcha, nobody can marry a Shivcha. Nobody can marry a Shiksa. Therefore, that's not called your sister. Frederick Mora Adarabah, maybe I'll tell you the opposite way. Shivcha, Yavonas Kechavim, Hevel El Rabbis. No, maybe if your father lives with a Shivcha or with a Shiksa and they have a daughter, maybe that is called your sister. Why? The Megaira, because if the Shivcha or the Shiksa will become a Ger, will become a Jew, Lididei, Nami Tavsi Bokadushin. Your father, mamish, could marry her. In other words, Navenes Kechavim and a Shivcha has one miler over your father's sister. Your father's sister can never marry. She's always an erva to him. Mashenka and a Shiksa, a Goya, or a Shivcha, if they are misgayer, they become a Jew, then your father could marry her. So maybe it's a smart to say they are in the Pasha of Kedushin. So maybe if your father lives with a Shivcha, maybe that daughter should be called your sister. That the Gemara says, no, the svar is, Lechi Megaira Gufach Rinhi. True. If they become a Jew, then your father could marry them. But we had the svar before, that a Ger, Shinez Gair, Kikotin Shinela Domi. That after they become a Ger, a Jew, they're considered like a new person. It's not called the old person anymore. So the kitchen, this Shiksa, the way she is right now, your father can never marry her. And not only your father, but no other Jew can marry her. So that's called, not called Bas Eshes Avicha. That's by Eshes Avicha's prat, your father had the daughter from a Shivcha, from a Shiksa. Mashenka and his sister, since she has Kedusha by other people, that is called Achoisra. Zmar v'Rabbonin, Lamute Shivcha v'Rez Kechove Minolhu. How did the Rabbonin know to say that your daughter, that your father's daughter, is not called your sister if it's from a Shivcha or a Goya? So Mar says, not glued in and out from another pasuk. It says by a Shivcha that meho isha v'yilodeho t'yiladoneho. It says clearly if you have a Shivcha kananis and the other is not given to an Eved Ivri, the children go to the other, go to the Shivcha. That is, the child is not called a Jewish child, it's called a Shivcha, it's called an Eved Kanani. So therefore, it doesn't go after your father. So therefore, if your father had a daughter from a Shivcha, it's not called your sister. Mar Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, true, Chad B'Shivcha. This is a good pasuk by a Shivcha. But how do I know by a Shiksa, by a Goya? V'Chad B'Avenes Kechavim. Our pasuk of Bas Eshes Avicha has come to teach us that if your father lived with a Goya, that daughter is not called your sister. So the Mar Tzrich, I need two psukim. One for a Shiksa, one for a Shivcha. De Yashmin et Shivcha, Mishum Dien Lachias. A Shivcha has no Yichas. She's a shivcha. She doesn't go after the parents. The child is called a shivcha. It's called an eved kenani. It has no yichus. But a goya, the yisla yichus. There is a din yichus. So maybe then the daughter is called your daughter. Maybe it is called your sister. The pasuk would have just said by a goya that it's not called your daughter. It's not called your sister. Mishum lo shaycha b'mitzvus. A goya has no shaycha to mitzvus at all. Avo shivcha the shaycha b'mitzvus. Mashenka the shivcha kenanis. She's mechuyev b'mitzvus like an isha. Ei maloi. Maybe if your father has a daughter from a shivcha, maybe it is called your sister. Tzricha. Therefore, I need two psukim. That your father has a daughter from a shivcha or from a avedas kechavim from a goya. In both cases, it's not called your father's daughter. It's not called your sister. You don't have an erva to live with them. That's more similar. According to Rabbanim, we need both psukim for a shivcha and for avedas kechavim. Each one have different svaras. One is the ein lo chiyus. There's a shivcha has no chiyus. Like Rashi says, it means ein lo yichus means the siv ama chamor. That means she's like a chamor. And just like a chamor, a chamor's kid has no yichus, doesn't go after the father. Who then by a shivcha, the kid doesn't go after the parents. Mashenke in a goya has yichus to it. Rashi means down because there's a pasuk like that that says that the siv belodon ben belodon had rumi ben terumin. Mashma, there is a din yichus by goyim. That koponim goyim has something worse that they're not mechuyev mitzvus at all. Mashenken if shivcha is mechuyev mitzvus, therefore I need to psukim that the daughter that you have from a shivcha or from a shiksa from a varz chavim, in both cases there's no din daughter and there's no din your sister. So the must like this: the rabbanin asku chon shivcha or a varz chavim minolu. The way the rabbanin learn, so this pasuk for shivcha is good, but the pasuk over here is not a pasuk for a goya, for a shiksa. Because the Rabbanan used the pasuk for Ervas, Bas, Esha Savicha, to teach us that you chayiv too. According to the Rabbanan, if you live with your sister that came from your father's wife's daughter, that's your father's wife's daughter, that you chayiv for two chayiv increases. It's your sister and the daughter of your father's wife. Says so, according to Rabbanan, it's not an extra pasuk. So how did Rabbanan know that a daughter, or not your sister, that your father had from a shiksa is not called your sister? For the Mar Rabbanan, how do we know this? Minolhu. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Nelef Mishivcha. We'll learn it out from the same pasuk that says Mashivcha. Just like by Shivcha it says, Mehisha Bilodeo Tiladoneho, that from a shivcha the children go after her. Maybe by a goya, it's the same halacha. So Mora says, no, Hano Mitzvah Tzrichi. We said before, Tzrichis is. From one, I would not know the other one. A shivcha has no yichus at all. Mashenken by a goya, there is yichus. So maybe by a goya, the daughter goes after the father. Maybe it would be called your sister. So again, according to Rabbanan Shita, how do we know that if your father has a daughter from a goya, it's not called your sister? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Amar Kroa, the pasuk says, Ki yosir es bincha miyacharai. If you take away your son from us, that means bincha mi Yisraelis kori bincha. Because if you let your daughter get married to a goy, so the pshat is the goy is going to take away your son. In other words, it's called your son because it's your daughter. The mother is a Jew, so we go bust to the mother. Since the mother is a Jew, it's called the Jewish boy. But since the father is a goy, he's going to be yosir. He's going to teach your kid the wrong thing. But v'yein bincha abo min avedas kechavim kore bonecha. But the opposite way, where your son, a Jewish boy, marries a goy or a shiksa, then the son is not a Jewish. The son goes after the mother, that the kid is a goy. That's the drosh. Ela b'no, it's called her son, her daughter. So therefore, that's how we know that from a goya, there's no din, doesn't go after the father, goes after her, that the kid is a goy. Therefore, it's not called your sister. Omer Ravina said like this, Shema Amina, from here we hear, that Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, Habo min Oyve Kechavim, that if the father was a goy, is Kori Bincha. It's called your son, it was your daughter, a Jewish lady, married a goy. The Lachur is, the son goes after the mother, that the son is called a Jew. Yeah. That's the Shema Amina, that Ben Bitcha Habo min Oyve Kechavim, Kori Bonecha, was saying go after the mother. So the Maralei Mok Sav Ravina, let's say maybe Ravina holds that Oyvid Kechovim, if a goy, the Evid, or an Evid Kenani, Habu Abbas Yisrael, if they go and live with a Jewish lady, is a Vlad kosher? You want to tell me the Vlad is kosher? In other words, the Vlad is not called the goy. It goes after the mother. Therefore, the Vlad is kosher. Since the mother is a Jew, the Chur of the Vlad is also a kosher. So Gemara says, no, it could be Nehi de Mamzer Lehevei. It's not called a Mamzer. A Mamzer is only from two Jewish people. That the Chai decreases between the two of them. That Kedush is not Tafsi. That's called a Mamzer. Of a kosher normally Lehevei. Maybe it's not called a kosher a Jew. What does that mean? Yisrael Posel Mikri. Maybe it's called the Yisrael Posel. That means a Kayin, Lechura can't marry him. Yav Norai is called a good Jew. It could be called still a posel, means that a Kayin is also to marry her. Fradi Gemara, hi, b'shiva umayis ksiv. This posel that says if you get married, that you go after the mother, is talking about the shiva sumis, about the shiva's goyim. Trashi b'shara v'rus kechovim minolon divlodo kemo. But by other goyim, by other shiksas, how do we know the vlad goes after the mother? Maybe only if a Jewish boy lives with one of the shiksas from the Shiva Samim, then we say the son goes after them. Maybe they're terrible people. Mashenka, not from the Shiva Samim, another goya, maybe the kid goes after the father, maybe the kid is a Jew. Have the Gemara Ksir, the Pasuk says, Ki Yosir, La Rabba is Kola Mesirim. Mashmu know any type of Mesirim. So Mashmino, Labdaf from the Shiva Samin. Kiyosa means they'll take him away from you. So in other words, taken away means any goy. And still the Pasuk says that if it's your daughter, so if it's a Jewish lady, and the father is a goy, it says don't do it, the father will take away your son. In other words, called your son, you go after the mother, but the father will take him away, will make him into a, bring him up the wrong way. And the opposite way is the opposite way. If it's a shiksa, and you have a Jewish boy, the son is called a goy. So it says, Ki Yosir, that the goyim will take him away. L'rabas kolam esirim. Mash, many type of a goy there is that goes this way, that the child goes after whatever the mother is. If the mother is a Jew, the child's a Jew. If the mother's a goy, the child's a goy. The marahoni yichal Rabbi Shimon, the dorish time of the krua. That's good. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon Shita, he holds Yadashin time of the krua. When the apostle says a svar of Ki Yosir, so even though the apostle is talking about the Shiva Samim, but the Torah says a reason. Why by these Shivas Amim is that locha that way? Because if you get married to them, their father, the goy, is going to teach your kid the wrong way. That's the svara. So Kiyosir is a svara. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Dashan's time with the crew, it's very good. It's lav dalka from the Shivas Amim. It's any goy would be the same locha. Ela le Rabbonim, but according to the Rabbonim, they say, you don't Dashan time with the crew. Whatever the Pasuk says, it's like Xeris HaKosif. So maybe the Pasuk is only saying by the Shiva Samim that we have these halachas, the kid goes after the mother. But maybe not from the Shiva Samim it won't be that way. Maybe but not from the Shiva Samim, the ladies are not so bad. Maybe then he always goes both of the Jew. Whether the father is a Jew, whether the mother is a Jew, the kid is always a Jew maybe. So Gemara says, Man Tana de Polagle de Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one that argues in the midst of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Shimoni and Echonami. The Chur, you're going to have to say it's Rabbi Shimon. As according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, we have another pasuk for that. We have a pasuk of Eish Bas Eish Savicha. Only a daughter from your father, that's through Kedushin, not through a Goya. But Shenkin, according to the one that argues in the midst of Rabbi Yehuda, that was Akash. If you argue in the midst of Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know a Goya? That there it says, whoever argues in the midst of Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. And Rabbi Shimon holds Dash and time of the crow. Therefore, even though the pasuk is talking about the Shiva Samim, but since it says a Svara Ki Yosir, we know any guy that you get married to, it's that's the halacha. That you always goes bust to the mother, whatever the mother is, that's what the child is also.